Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Had the chance at the last shot at the end of regulation, and Tatum missed it. He's got the ball now. 10 seconds left in overtime. Abaji defends. Brown pushed down by Mitchell. No foul. Tatum's got to go in a hurry. He pulls up. Yes!
Final hour, Jones and hashtag Scoops Keith here on WEEI. Be joined by Terp, Justin Turpin, WEEI.com. In one moment. Anything? You got anything over there?
No, I'm still waiting for confirmation. I feel strongly about it, but I got to keep my track record at 100%.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that I'm
Keith,
not
you don't
misreading
get,
it.
You don't want to get to the ninth inning of a perfect game and lose focus.
I'll give you something before the end of the show. How about that? Or at least I'll give you what I got.
Okay.
Give me something.
I'll give you the best I got before I get out of here today.
No, I will. I will.
I'm going to suss everything out, and I'm really going to cross all my T's and dot my I's, but if I don't have it by 2, I'm running with it.
I'm just going to say it at this point. I'm just so frustrated now at this point. I'll have something.
Okay.
I don't think it's the most shocking thing in the world,
nobody else.
Let
your mind wander a little bit.
Sure.
And we'll see. Hashtag Scoops Keith confirming.
Trying.
Nailing down some details. Some Bruins-related details.
They're all Bruins details.
It's true.
Yeah. It's all right.
Okay, well, let's talk some Celtics here with Terp. Justin Turpin, WEEI. You can
big game. Big game tonight.
Justin M. Turpin on social media. Yeah, big one tonight. Are the Cavs they're a real threat to the Celtics, or are they just the second-best team in the East?
Right now, I think they're still just the second-best team in the East. If you look at their numbers, I mean, they are the best team in the NBA right now, but that's, of course, only 15 games. They're first in points per game, first in field goal percentage, first in three-point percentage. So they're doing a lot of things right, but they haven't really met a challenge like the Celtics yet. 9 wins from theirs are against bottom third teams. So this is a real test for them tonight to see. It's a measuring stick.
Well, they beat the Warriors, and you lost to the Warriors.
Yep.
And they beat the Knicks, who the Celtics also beat. They beat, who was the other
Lakers
team you referenced earlier? Thank you. Lakers are 9-4 out west, so they do have some good wins. It's not all bad wins.
Yeah, and this is their measuring stick, though. They want to be contenders in the East. That's what Evan Mobley was talking about today at Shootaround, that they want to see, they want to prove that they're actually contenders in the East, and this is the opportunity to do it.
I didn't read the whole article. Yahoo Sports just had one out today, and the headline was Darius Garland is now the league's most underrated player, which I like Cleveland a lot, and it's mostly because of Donovan Mitchell, but Jones and I were talking about this earlier. Like, you look at the rest of the roster, they had like the two bigs who are young and people like them, and Mobley and Allen. But isn't, if Darius Garland is really good, that makes them much more of a contender. If he's just like okay, then I don't know what kind of chance. Where do you stand on him, I guess, is my question. Like, is he maybe the most underrated player now in the league?
I think he's up there. I think last year was just such a nightmarish season for him. He broke his jaw running into Kristaps Porzingis' hip.
Right.
Had like sewed shut or whatever it was. Lost a family member last year during the season as well. So it was a tough year for him, but we've seen how good he can be, especially now with Donovan Mitchell. I mean, part of the reason that they're able to play so well now is because it's not all on Donovan Mitchell. He's okay with taking a step back, and that's opened up room for growth for other players on the team, like Evan Mobley, who's shined offensively, like Darius Garland, even a guy like Ty Jerome, who was out all last year. So we're seeing
he just
that,
sticks threes, that Ty Jerome. Holy smokes.
They missed him last year.
Yeah.
He only played 2 games. So you're seeing that Donovan Mitchell taking a backseat is really opening up things for the rest of this team.
It seems like, and we'll see tonight, it's an NBA Cup game.
Oh,
so you know the Celtics
so
are going to get
fired
up for
it. Jones is into it.
I would like them to win it anyway, but I would like them to win just to keep their chances alive in the NBA Cup to advance and go to Vegas and blah, blah, blah. But they have played down to their level of competition lately. Like, they lost that Warriors game. They went to overtime against Brooklyn. It was a win. They lost to Atlanta. They go to overtime against Toronto. Another win. So it's not like they're losing all these games. But last time we talked to you last week, Terp, it's not like they're playing great basketball. Are you nervous at all about, you know, some of these Atlanta, Brooklyn-level teams, the Celtics are playing down to them and having to scramble and go to overtime? Will that cost them at any point?
Yeah, I mean, we already saw it cost them last week against Atlanta in the NBA Cup game, and who knows how much they actually care about it, but when you allow 20 offensive rebounds and 20 turnovers, that's just unacceptable. It's been done like four times since the 70s. It doesn't happen. So part of that is human nature, though. Even Brad Stevens talked about it in the offseason, that one opponent they're going to have this year is human nature and just not getting up for those games. And this is a game where if you can't get up for this, a 15-0 team coming into your arena right here in a NBA in-season tournament game, and who knows if they actually care about that, but more so, this is the Cavs. They are number one in the Eastern Conference right now. You are chasing them. That's the reality of it. So if they can't get up for this one, then you start to worry about it. But you look at that, those six games since the Golden State game where people are really looking at, I mean, they're still 4-2 in there. So if that is your championship hangover, per se, I think you live with it.
Do the Celtics have a rival? Because I don't think it's the Cavs, but I do think the Cavs are the second-best team, and maybe this could be a Eastern Conference Finals preview. I just look at, you know, the Bucks aren't very good. The Sixers are a disaster. The Knicks, like, I don't think there's been enough, like, heated rivalry games with them. Like, are they their own thing right now? Like, I don't think there's anybody that could really claim being their rival.
It certainly feels that way, and I don't really feel like people get up necessarily when it's the Lakers anymore either.
You know, no.
It's like, I mean, LeBron, it's hard, I think, part of it.
I think it's hard to have a Western Conference rival. Right. I know Celtics-Lakers were, but that's because they met in the finals almost all the time in the 80s, or at least that was the hope every year in the 80s. But now that there's more teams and you only play them twice, like the Warriors people are excited about, but it's still not, I don't think it's a
rival. I think
rival.
It's Miami right now.
Oh,
if you
maybe
had to pick one, it would be Miami. Okay. And I think that playoff series last year would have had a lot more energy and buzz around it had Jimmy Butler been playing.
Definitely.
Because he is the face of that rivalry. Like, when you think of this newfound rivalry of them, it's always involved Jimmy Butler and him running his mouth, Grant Williams getting his face and all that. So I think if Jimmy Butler played, we talk about that series a little bit more differently. I don't think Miami would have won. I think it probably still would have won five games. But the fact that he wasn't there really took away from the shine of the series.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Justin Turpin, WEEI.com. Again, you can follow him on Twitter at Justin M. Turpin. You said earlier, so maybe you already answered this, who knows how the players really feel about the NBA Cup. Do you think they care? Like, what's the read you get on them around these games? Do they care? Is there any added significance or edge to the games? Or besides from a court and a basketball, it's just another game?
I mean, watching last week, I can't see how you would say there's any added edge. I mean, that was one of the softest they've played all year. That was their worst loss.
But was it edge? I'm not just talking about the Celtics. Is there edge on the other side? Like, are some teams approaching these games more?
I think some teams are.
You know,
yeah.
Like they matter more than others.
Yeah, I think some teams are, and I think every team should. I think when your team is in a competition, you should want to win it. Like, these are the most competitive people in the world, these athletes. So I feel like they should want to win it. It's just, I don't know if there's necessarily a lot. Like, look at the Celtics roster. They're so top heavy, and they're all so financially compensated. Like, they don't really need this prize money or a trip to Vegas. Like, maybe they value more so the days off. So I don't know if they necessarily, it's hard to tell, because I think some players do care about it. Last year when they lost, Jason Tatum was upset they didn't go to Vegas. But I also think that some of them just don't care about it. Like, it's just another game, and they're trying to win every game, but it's not like they're changing anything they're doing to try to win this tournament.
What was the Kristaps Porzingis update yesterday? I read it like four times, and I'm like, I don't know if this is good, bad, or the same. But the team issued like a paragraph release, and I still don't really even know what they said.
Yeah, so in short, he was demoted to Maine. Not really demoted, because it was only for one practice. So he went to Maine, worked out with the Maine Celtics along with Xavier Tillman, most likely because it's more of a physical practice. Like, at this point of the season, once you get into these regular season, like, the Celtics probably aren't practicing as physical as maybe Maine might. So they sent Xavier Tillman there with them, partially because Tillman has fallen out of the rotation, get him a little more run, but also to give him some NBA-level competition. But for everything that you're seeing and everything you're hearing from Kristaps Porzingis, is he's progressing maybe even better than they thought he would. Brad Stevens said that on Media Day, that they were a little bit surprised of how well he's progressed. He's been traveling on the team, which is something you don't always see from players. So he's been engaged. And honestly, in Brooklyn, when I was there last week, he was just so eager to get in. During every timeout, he was walking out to the free throw line, just mimicking his shot. Like, he looked like he was ready to go. And he's really ramping up these pregame warmups, where he's been getting work in before every pregame. And he's moving quick. It's almost more so than what he was doing last year in the playoffs, where everyone was making a big deal. It was like, oh, he's in Indiana, he's working out before. It was always a big deal. I think he looks better in these now than he did then.
So you might be listening going, it's not a Celtics Wednesday.
Yeah, what the heck?
Terp on a Tuesday. What's up with this? So why are you on today, Terp, and not on your normal time tomorrow? What's going on?
Well, there's two. So the first one, I have a traffic appeal in the morning, so won't be here for
that. I'm sorry, what?
A traffic appeal.
What happened? Yeah, what's the infraction we're appealing?
Improper lane change. Yeah.
And you're fighting this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Did you have your blinker on?
I did. They said I waited too long to change lanes.
Who's they?
Waited too long?
The cop did.
The man in blue.
But he was standing on the street. They were just picking people off. So, like, there was, like, six other cars pulled over.
Entrapment? Is this your defense, the entrapment defense? Do you have a lawyer? Interpretment.
I got myself.
Some are entrapped. I was interpreted.
He was interpreted.
Yeah,
that's exactly off on that. Yeah, that's pretty well done.
Yeah, that's
your name. I get it.
Yeah. And then after that, I'm heading to Washington, D.C. for Celtics.
The nation's capital.
I thought he was looking to like lobby the president or something on this. Yeah,
take it all over the top.
These people are crooked.
Mr. Terp, pardoned.
Mr. Terp goes to Washington.
That's
okay, so you're going there for the game. Nice.
Yeah, for the game in the White House.
You're not driving, are you?
No, fine.
Based on your record.
Yeah.
I mean, no Greyhound this week.
They do have speed traps in Maryland, so watch out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be removing your license tomorrow around about noon.
I'll be staying out of trouble this time.
Okay.
Nice.
I think your defense, aside from the brilliant entrapment / interpretment defense that we just came up with, I think you just come in and you say, kind of a big deal. I cover the Boston Celtics. They're the world champions.
You know what you do?
A big deal.
They're going to play this in evidence tomorrow. He's really screwed.
No, Terp's done a good job with his videos that he puts out there. So Justin M. Turpin, and then EEI usually retweets him or whatever, but follow Justin M. Turpin. And he had the one with Missoula was asked about the City Edition uniforms.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you think? He's like, I like them. Like, what do you like about them? They say Celtics on them. Now, not to tell you how to do your job, if you're going to Washington, guaranteed to get like a million clicks is if you camp out in the tunnel and you wait for whatever Kyle Kuzma is wearing, it's usually some like circus type of attire.
Mm.
You post that, people will run with that like crazy. He wears stuff. Remember the thing that he was wearing the one time? It was like a sweater that looked like a dress.
Yes.
It was like covered his whole body and he's like, oh, and like his head. Like it, like the neck went up like above his eyes or whatever. You're like, you can't even see in that thing.
They've really embraced these like walk-ins.
They love the walk-ins, these guys.
These players. Like,
Turbo filmed those.
I'm saying like Kuzma's different than everybody else. Everybody else is like, okay, that guy's wearing
really as entertaining.
No, the Celtics just wear regular clothes.
He's in a world of his own.
Kuzma looks like he's ready to walk on like a runway where you're like, you just don't understand those clothes.
I was
like,
watching
you wouldn't get it.
On Red Zone last week, they made sure to show, of all people, Mac Hollins, wide receiver on the Bills, his entrance.
Does he have a good outfit?
The construction worker?
Yeah, you saw that.
Yeah, that was outrageous.
Okay.
He had no shoes on.
Okay. Apparently,
he was shoeless?
No. Apparently, this is why I want to bring this up. Apparently, Mac Hollins, outside of football cleats, doesn't wear shoes.
He doesn't believe in them.
Doesn't believe in
shoes.
He's
barefoot?
Apparently.
If he played a football game barefoot, then come call me. I don't care
Scott
if he's walking around his house without
Scott Hansen
shoes on.
Told me he doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah, there was
ever
a news story on it in training camp, actually. They, like, talked to him. He's an interesting dude.
Really?
Yeah, the guy walking around barefoot in a construction worker's outfit is probably a strange
Look at
dude.
This
yeah.
outfit from Kyle Kuzma. It looks like he's going fishing.
Are those garbage bags?
It looks like a garbage bag.
It looks like you're ready to pick up a million dog poops in that.
Those are individual little snapbacks. He must have 120 of like these little pockets on his thing. I don't know where he gets any of his stuff. None of it looks comfortable.
I think it's for show.
You think?
You can't possibly think that's like a nice outfit.
Well,
look at this one. You can't even see his face. The thing's got a collar that goes above his mouth.
Devon Godchow famously told us, you know, it's all about how you wear it. It's not what you wear. It's how you wear it. You got to have a little attitude.
You got to have confidence.
Yeah, you have a little confidence. So we should have Devon Godchow break that down.
There's a lot of good stuff in here, Terp.
There's also a lot of good stuff in the Twitch chat. Is that a snapback hat you're wearing there, Terp? How is that snapback hat hanging on?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Is
it?
It is. Yeah, yeah. I don't fit those one size fits all.
No.
Terp's
got a big head, too.
Yeah. I'm with Keith.
Terp's gonna pick head.
Two snap guy.
Yeah.
Oh, nice job. So look at that. Look at that sweater, Kyle Kuzma. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, the sleeves go down to the floor.
Right. He's wearing the Nana, is what he's wearing when he walks
what
in.
That's that?
Is that a shower cap?
Like, I bought a lot of yarn. I'm gonna use the yarn.
And a long sweater.
Just insane.
Really? I mean, disproportionately long arms
like
on
a
that
classroom.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy's got some outfits, I'll tell you that much. But anyway, do the Celtics win tonight, Terp?
Yeah, we probably should
ask
that.
Circle back to that.
Yeah.
I think they do.
They get the win?
This is a game that they're going to come out ready to go for. And that's something that has been a problem as of late, is if they've been ready to go.
Look at these outfits.
I think they will be. I was distracted by Kyle Kuzma.
5.5-point favorites.
Yeah, it opened up at 4. So
oh, did it?
Already moved up a little bit. Okay. A couple Cavs are questionable tonight. So
got it.
It's buying opportunity. That's what that is.
It's group play, so you know they're going to be going fired up.
That's true. The Cavs are going to be going for it.
For the cup.
Okay.
The
Celtics are fighting for their cup lives, though.
They are indeed.
They need to bring it.
Thank you,
Turk,
for making my case. Thank you. All right, so you got the Celtics winning tonight.
I do.
Okay. Good luck. Good luck in court.
Thank you.
Yeah. Traffic court.
That's right.
Not to belittle the court.
Going down swinging.
Yeah, hopefully none of this is used against Terp. for his lane change violation tomorrow. Normally joins us on a Celtics Wednesday.
I've never even heard of that.
Lane change
violation?
I personally am a very responsible
Speeding
driver.
Speeding and reckless driving are what I've heard of.
Yeah. Well, I've heard of more. I've heard of more than those.
Not me. Not on the roads.
I'm saying I've been flagged for any of those, but I've heard of more than those.
What have you heard of?
A very responsible driver.
Yeah, okay.
That's me. I'm like Kerb.
Driving without pants, which is stupid. That shouldn't be a rule.
Thought this was America. Anyway, that is our Celtics conversation here today. By the way, I was supposed to get to this earlier. During our tiers, it is a waiver wire day out there. Yeah. For all of fantasy football, I do want to make some recommendations. I would keep an eye on Christian Watson if he's available in your league, wide receiver for the Packers. He's probably not, owned in about 50% of leagues, but if he's out there, go grab him. If not, Elijah Moore from the Browns. You want pieces of that Browns passing game. Cedric Tillman, Jerry Judy, Elijah Moore, most likely to be available. Go snap them up. That's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. CarsForKids.com. That's Cars with a K. Stay tuned. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Investigators determined it was nothing more than a man in a bear suit.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, we hit on it briefly, but on Monday Night Football last night, it was the Battle of the Lone Star State, where the Houston Texans smacked around the Dallas Cowboys while pieces of the stadium were falling down onto fans. That place is the team has already fallen apart. We put them in our bottom tier today on Tier Tuesday. But the Cowboys are an absolute, joke right now.
Their last 2 weeks inside that stadium, the sun got in CeeDee Lamb's eyes.
Yes.
Because Jerry Jones designed the stadium a specific way wanted to see the sun shining in. And so it got in his players' eyes. And then last night, pieces of the stadium were falling. Luckily, didn't injure anybody, but easily could have.
No.
That's the Cowboys.
They're bad.
Summarized over the last, 8, 9, 10 days. Yeah, right. Not good.
Here comes the grab bag. Grab bag.
More likely landing spot for Bill Belichick. The Cowboys, who still have Mike McCarthy, or the Jaguars, who still have Doug Peterson?
Definitely Jaguars.
Okay.
You know, like, I know we take these Diana Rossini reports with a grain of salt, but
yes, we do.
She said Bill could work with Trent Baalke. They've worked together before. Even so, they could blow out Trent Baalke for all I know. That's the kind of organization that would give him power. Jerry Jones is not going to give him power, and more importantly, I don't think Jerry Jones is going to pay him.
Grab bag. Paul Skeens, the phenom for the Pittsburgh Pirates, took home the National League Rookie of the Year. Luis Gil, starting pitcher for the New York Yankees, took home the American League Rookie of the Year.
They were both kind of a runaway. It was billed as a very competitive National League Rookie of the Year race.
It was a great class.
Like, Jackson Merrill, I don't even know. How do you even say the Brewers kid?
Chirios?
Whatever. The outfielder? Yeah, I don't even know how to say the name, to be honest. But
Merrill is an all-star.
Yeah, it was billed as a very tight race. Right. I think he got 23 out of the 30 votes. I mean, he's a Cy Young finalist, for God's sake.
Yeah, he started the All-Star game.
I mean, that's awesome, Bob. That was the right move by baseball for him to start the All-Star
game. No, it was. He's nasty.
Nasty.
He just throws gas. And then you see he was at the Steelers game with he and Livy Dunn, and the Steelers were making a big deal out of that.
I did not see that, but
you don't have Livy Dunn updates on your phone?
Yeah, he was. But no, I didn't see that, no.
All right, well, he was.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, you're probably wondering, what were the best NBA performances from last night? Well, I'm glad you asked. It was Jimmy Butler putting up 30 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists in the Heat win over the Sixers.
Sixers are 2-11.
It was Brooke Lopez with 27 points, 10 rebounds. in the Milwaukee Bucks win over the Rockets.
Uh-huh.
And it was R.J. Barrett with 39 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists in the Toronto Raptors win over the Pacers. Those are the performances of the night.
If I have to choose from the – put me down for R.J. Barrett. That was kind of a monster performance. Put me down for – that would be my pick, Adam.
Uh-huh. All right.
Suppose Nancy sees me coming out of the shower and decides to come on to me. I'm looking good. Got a luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my
grab bag.
Austin Matthews Jones, the Toronto Maple Leafs star. He of the most goals scored, I think, 3 of the last 4 years. He is currently in Germany getting treatment for an upper body injury. Oh, how do you think that's going?
He's going with the Christian McCaffrey is what he's doing.
He is going with the McCaffrey is what it sounds like.
Yeah, no, you never like that.
I don't think if United States medical science can't get it done, I don't know if your injury is going great.
Well, there's a much, is it a lower or a thresher, or a higher threshold rather for some of what you can be prescribed overseas versus here. I think that's typically the loophole. I was going to say, I don't know if you were getting to this in grab bag. I was trying to scroll ahead. Ovechkin also hurt. He's getting awfully close to the Gretzky goal scoring record.
I know, which is wild.
He's like 25, 26 away, something like that. He had 2 more goals last night. He got hurt, so he's now week to week. But, yeah, that's unfortunate because that seems like it's reality. That seems like it's really going to happen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, injury aside.
All right.
Fire! Wind! Water!
By your powers combined, I am Captain
Grab Bag.
Captain.
This is a great
Grab
story.
Bag.
So this is a great story from the Philadelphia 76ers, who have gotten off to a slower start than they would like.
I'd say.
Apparently, they had a team meeting, and Tyrese Maxey, who's probably their best player,
arguably,
like their most consistent player, anyway.
Well, he's the only one who plays every night on that team. Yeah.
So not only that, but he called out Joel Embiid apparently in the meeting and challenged him to, ready for this, be on time to stuff. Apparently Joel Embiid just like never on time for stuff.
So that's on brand is what I would say. A guy who's like, I don't even play back-to-backs anymore. He's never been in shape from the second he walked into the ridiculously talented, like absurdly talented. He's a lock from the elbow on jump shots. But he's out of shape. He's been poorly conditioned and, not necessarily the most competitive. And on top of that, he can't even play every single night. He's being challenged to just show up on time to stuff.
Just show up, please.
We call that the Javon Baker is what we call that.
That's right.
Yeah.
When it's around 1:30 and the cakes get hot, the Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag on EEI.
I'll tell you what. I there's something I don't like about that one the more I listen to it.
I kind of love it. What's
around 1:30... The takes get hot. I feel like that's.
You think they're hot all day?
Well, the implication is that it's taken 3.5 hours for the takes to heat up.
They're warming. It's like when you preset the oven. It's like it's warm, but it's not what you want.
It's not when you go to pizza
crock pots on low.
Yeah, we're at like a slow boil.
You can't be hot for 4 hours. I think people would be like, "This is too much."
Yeah, but is 1:30 too late to get the takes real nice and hot? You know,
See if that guy can redo it. Is that what you're saying?
Recut that spot. Yeah. Get some studio time, recut that spot.
And at 1:30, the takes are still hot?
At 1:30, the takes
are still hot.
And hot all day.
They've been hot all day. It's a great show the whole time.
Yeah.
Tip to tail. It's a great show.
It's a little wordy, but I like that better.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Jets have fired their general manager, Joe Douglas. So, Jets are making moves. Now, Bill's already taken himself out of that role, which is interesting because
we get a bunch of texts about that. It's like, oh, I guess Bill's going to the Jets. He's definitely not.
No, he's taken himself out of that, which is funny because one of the other reports that came out, I think it was Diana Rossini again.
Oh.
So, again, take this for whatever it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
But that Bill wants to coach next year, but he also wants like as much power as he can be given. But most teams around the league are like, listen, nobody really is the coach GM anymore.
That's a place that could.
I don't think there's a single coach GM in the game today. The Jets might actually be able to offer you that, but he's already sort of insulted them so much that it won't be the Jets.
Bill couldn't help himself. And he took that job. Right, that might have been a prime job for him. By the way, Joe Douglas, 5-plus years in New York, 30-64.
It's a terrible record. You see the stats that are going around that as a Jets quarterback, Aaron Rodgers has a worse winning percentage than both Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson.
I had not seen that.
It's insane.
Really?
Yeah.
It's believable, but I had not seen that.
People are like, Tom Brady went to the Bucks, won a Super Bowl. Peyton Manning went to the Broncos, won a Super Bowl. Stafford went to the Rams, won a Super Bowl. He's like, Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, makes them worse than they ever were. Makes them like the worst thing they've ever
I mean, they should not stop. I think we all agree. They should not stop with Saleh and Joe Douglas. They should move forward with Rodgers.
You think
well.
There's more? Yeah, probably.
I kind of traded your soul to the guy at the comic book store. But look, I got some cool...
Grab bag.
Elf.
Grab bag.
Remember Elf? He's back.
In grab bag.
Form.
Speaking of hot seats, Kevin Stefanski of the Browns not worried over the hot seat talk. A lot of hot seat talk in Cleveland about whether or not he'll be gone. He's worse without Alex Van Pelt. They probably should have kept Alex Van Pelt.
That's true. Van Pelt kind of holding the whole thing together is what was going on there. But, yeah.
Would Bill go back to Cleveland?
No. We've heard none of this, though, from Monty. Right, Monty, I haven't heard any I'm not worried from Monty. That's a scary line. From a head coach, when you go,
should be worried,
I am not worried about my job security. That's famous last words.
He should be. Yeah. He should be worried.
Yeah.
Now I'm standing. You all happy? We're all standing up now. Bunch of
grub bag.
Standing in a circle.
So... New Dork podcast out there right now, available for you. This Week in Hashtag Dork. It's on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. And then available now on YouTube. And then tonight on the podcast, Davey and I did our top 10 comic book TV shows.
Oh.
Quite a list. Sort of inspired by The Penguin, which
is what I was just going to ask.
Yeah, that's
why
we did it.
Does that count?
Yes.
Did The Penguin have his own comic books, or is that just because it was Batman?
Well, both. I mean, he was in Batman. He has now since spawned his own comics. You can get like a Penguin...
Really?
Comic, yeah. There's one written by Tom King, which is very good. Yeah, it's pretty good. But just comic book characters in general fit the bill for this. But yeah, Penguin certainly counts.
Okay, that's tonight. There you
go. Yeah, find out if it's in the top 10.
Okay.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, we are going with a right-handed pitcher. A starting pitcher, let me double check. Yep, starter. Mostly a starter, almost entirely a starter in his career. Right-hander.
Okay.
Played for the Marlins, Giants, Red Sox, Royals, Angels, Orioles.
Give those again.
Marlins, Giants, Red Sox, Royals, Angels, Orioles. We've already gone longer than yesterday with Billy got Steve Finley as soon as I opened my mouth.
And when you give the teams, that's the team he played primarily for, the most games, or that's chronological order?
No, I go most games to fewest games.
Got it. I was going to guess right hand.
Or most seasons to fewest. So, oddly enough, two seasons with San Francisco, but the fewest games. But you get the point. The most with the Florida Marlins, the rest of it is pretty even.
Okay.
Including the Red Sox. Do you want the Red Sox year?
Yeah.
1999 with the Boston Red Sox. His major league career spanned from 1992 to 2001.
Okay.
And again, he was a right-handed pitcher.
92 to 01, 99 he was here. He's a righty, primarily a starting pitcher, pretty much done in 99.
Never made an all-star appearance.
Okay. Who were the starters in 99, Billy? It was like, we've guessed some of these guys before. I mean, Pedro, obviously not him.
It's not Pedro.
I don't think it was Ramon. It was not Brett Saberhagen. Who else was pitching for that team? Who are other starters? They didn't have John Burkett yet. I guess John Burkett the other day. Who else were they? Who was pitching?
That's a good question.
Ooh, I like John Burkett.
I don't think it was John Burkett.
Nope.
It's John Wasen. John Wasen still getting starts?
Way back Wasen? No, it's not him. No, it's not him. Nope.
Okay.
Anybody on the text or chat room?
Mark. Got it. Mark Leiter. Al Leiter. I'm just thinking.
A lot of Brad Penny's coming. A lot of people with Brad Penny.
Brad Penny was much later. Yeah, Brad Penny was much later than that. It not Levon Hernandez.
No, Levon Hernandez was great.
Also left
hand. Let me give you something else here.
Yeah,
he was 70 and 91 in his career with a 4.68 earned run average.
Okay.
Not a big K per nine guy.
Okay.
What do you got?
All right. Anything Twitch else? Chat says Pat Rapp.
He got it.
Wow. Pat Rapp.
Pat Rapp.
Hang on. Did the text line get that as well?
Think no, so.
There's a ton of Brad Pennies. You're right.
Mark Portugal's a good one.
Mark
Aaron
Portugal
Seeley
is a good one. The late Frank Castillo. Well,
Aaron Seeley curveball would just fall off the table.
Oh, my God. For sure it would.
That was insane, that curveball he had.
Okay. Good one. No, it's not Mark Trumbo. No, it's not Shoeless Joe. Okay. How about that? Pat Rapp. I don't remember Pat Rapp as a starter, really. I thought he was in the bullpen. But obviously, my memory doesn't serve.
All right, I think I have the scoop.
Do you?
You ready for the scoop?
Scoop away.
Ready for the scoop?
We've been on pins and needles. Wait, wow.
Pins and needles.
Back to back with the random baseball player. Holy smokes. What's the scoop today, Keith?
Jim Montgomery is out. Joe Sacco taking over.
Jim Montgomery fired by the Boston Bruins. Yep. Joe Sacco will be replacing him on the Bruins bench.
Boom.
According to hashtag Scoops Keith.
Now, I don't know when they're officially going to announce it, but that is the news. I mean, they don't play until Thursday, so you got the rest of the day. My guess is tonight. I swear to God, yesterday. I said the same thing. After the game they lost last night, I was thinking it's going to be during Celtics-Cavs. It very well could be during Celtics-Cavs, but you remember where you heard it here first.
The undefeated Cleveland Cavaliers, the world champion Boston Celtics, they're going to tip shortly after 7 o'clock. If you had to guess, that's where you're going to get the official news. But according to hashtag Scoops Keith, who's never wrong, had Jim Montgomery on the hot seat just a couple of short weeks ago, now fired as head coach of the Boston Bruins. He will be replaced behind the Bruins bench by Joe Sacco. As you said, heard it here first. Hashtag Scoops Keith. Pristine reporting track record, and now it is being reported.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't know if it's going to save their season, but I agree with the move. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line to discuss this with WEEI Afternoons. We also have the clip du jour next. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Normally we have the clip du jour each and every day at this time. But we're going to react to the breaking news from Rich Keefe. What was the scoop?
The
again
scoop.
There? Scoops Keefe?
Jim Montgomery's time as head coach of the Bruins has come to an end, and Joe Sacco will take over for the Bees. It's sort of been, I don't know, 2 weeks in the making or so? We talked about the hot seat, and then they lost immediately after that. Let me double check when that was. They won or they lost the next game. We're like, man, is it going to be right now? And then they won a couple games. And you're like, all right, maybe that kind of saved him. Remember, we sort of joked about how, you know, Pastrnak and Marchand, two guys that he kind of called out, saved his job or at least kept his job for like a week because they would either win it in overtime or they played pretty well. But this last three game stretch and what happened last night, like, my God, like, I don't think you're going to do it. Nobody is. You and I aren't blaming him entirely for what's gone on, but you need to do something. You need to make some sort of change. You can't just keep going like this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this looks like the move. I don't know when they're going to officially announce it, but that is what I've been told. He's done.
Okay. Jim Montgomery out. Team couldn't have been flatter than last night.
No.
Joe Sacco, coach for 4 years with Colorado.
Yeah.
2009 to 2013. He was 130 and 134. Oh, I didn't even see this.
We had a special call
joining
in.
Us. Yeah. Slide over, Hart and Arcand. Joining us now is Greg Hill. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
This is an extraordinary scoop. This may be the best scoop ever from Richard.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Greg.
The best
I
scoop.
Mean, they're all. It's hard for me to actually like
rank them all.
Rank the scoops.
Yeah, it's like ranking a child.
Good. They've all been proven true.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, I mean, the first one takes a special place in my heart. But no, this is a good scoop as well. What do you think of this decision, though, Greg?
I don't know if I should reveal this or not, but I'm driving currently with I'm driving with Ken Laird, the land manager, on the way back from a business meeting.
Greg
and he says employee of the week.
What?
$20.
Wow,
$20.
Wow, 20
in a week.
I'll take the 20.
Go.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Nice, good
on
work.
The table.
Nice.
Along with that comes a crisp $20 bill.
I'm
if you
excited.
Don't know.
Yes.
Now, I got to be honest, it's the first I've heard of this this whole business going on here.
Yeah,
at this
that, they ran that for a few weeks.
Wow.
Huh. I want to say Courtney. Yeah. Huh. Courtney might be a past winner, maybe Shime, and then that was kind of it.
Huh. And now Keith. And now
I
Keith.
Think it's like, this is generally this is the only move that this team makes is they just fire the coach. So I Joe Sacco, what does he have, like 3 months, and then Don Sweeney will fire him?
Yeah, he'll be out. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's, okay. he's a dead man walking. Yeah, no, that's true.
That's what sounds like.
All right, so more of this tomorrow morning, I'd imagine, right, Greg?
Show, fantastic show, Richard. Congratulations. Goodbye.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much, Greg. Appreciate that.
Scoop of the year.
If the scoop's wrong, they have to give the $20 back.
Yeah,
to
that's a good point. It's just cash that.
Yeah. I'll just hold it until they fire him, like, in a month.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, they must have heard it. They didn't want me to be right.
Get so it back in installments, like, 5 1 week, yeah. 5 next week.
Yeah, here's the thing. You put it right in the bank account.
True.
Good luck getting that back.
And then just
buy crypto.
Yeah.
Then they can never get it back.
Oh, I can ask for it in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Can I get 20 in Bitcoin?
Maybe in Bitcoin. So it's you hear Hart and Arcand. It's the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. This weekend, you get a three-course prime rib dinner. You can enjoy the slow-roasted prime rib, two sides, and a free three-course meal upgrade. It's available Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday. You've got to love the Nines. Well, I'm sure you guys will be reacting to this today. What do you think?
Oh, we're tearing out the front page today, boy.
Yeah.
That's going on now. Thanks to Scoops Keefe over here. We are going to talk to Ross Tucker as well at 2:30, get his take on all the goings-on with the coaching staff and the Patriots and all the things there. Drake May yesterday was he had an interesting answer about that whole thing. He shrugged it off and sort of, you know, didn't want to talk about it. And I'm told that our Patriots liaison who was in there scoffed at the whole question.
The whole question.
It's a report.
Mm. Well, it's multiple reports.
Yeah, from sources that are pretty strong, including the original, who the head coach on our morning show said, I like Albert. I have a good relationship with Albert. Mm-hmm. So no one has really pushed back to say it's truly false within the organization. Just Mayo. Which means he asked Robert, and Robert said, no, of course I haven't called around. Don't worry about it.
You're doing a great
job.
How do you find out?
I'm going to be honest, from listening to Mayo, I don't even know that he did that. I think he's just like, well, Drake May is improving, so obviously
can't
it's
can't be both things.
Yeah, I don't even know if he did that.
I think he was
you
fib
think
too.
So?
I get the vibe. It feels to me, the way he answered that he was fib too.
Okay.
He talked about his relationship with Thunder and the fact that they talk pretty much every day. I think it came up, and he was kind of, no, don't worry about it. No, we didn't. No.
Yeah, totally not.
Of course not.
Leave, I got a call to make. Okay, so you guys will be hitting on that as well here today.
Yes, and some Celtics as well. Celtics and the Cavs, the only rivalry that the Celtics have, which I'm excited about. We'll get to that, too. And also, we'll do this a little bit later on. But rest in peace to Larry Johnson, who is part of the WEEI family and a great guy. I got to work with him a few times. And I even got one of those
Cartoons.
Ooh,
you got a caricature?
Yes, when I worked with Pete Shepard at ESPN New Hampshire, Keith, at WGAM.
Nice.
It was because of Pete, obviously, but
yeah,
he drew one up.
Wow. Still.
So that's pretty cool. I get to say that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
You know what? It's a good thing. We should have mentioned that earlier, but it's a good thing to mention. I never worked with Larry Johnson. You never worked with Larry Johnson?
I never crossed paths with him.
No.
Certainly hurt him. Hurt him a lot.
A lot of years.
Yeah.
You guys weren't in those weekend trenches like I was.
You know, no.
Yeah. It's true. That's how you get a cartoon. So that'll be coming up here on WEEI Afternoons. Again, news from Scoops Keith today. Jim Montgomery out. Joe Sacco in. They'll be talking about that. Patriots talk and Celtics talk here today. We're back tomorrow morning at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.